This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we see Trump fans, foes, whatever, of course, foes. But who are these people? In the meantime, big news on the Hillary Clinton front. Wait till you hear what's going on with the email deal. Will it bring Hillary's campaign to a crashing halt or not? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and who better to chat about this kind of stuff with than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Excellent. I'll tell you, Hillary Clinton can't be too good. If I see one more picture of her with those dark sunglasses on, looking down at her iPhone or whatever it is that she has in her hand, and then the email, you know, the headline saying she did not comply, saying that Clinton broke the rules about private email servers, according to this report. So is she skating on thin ice? What happens here?
Well, I think what we have to keep in mind that this inspector general is appointed by President Obama's administration. So this isn't, you know, you're not hearing, oh, it's political. It's not Congressman Gowdy, you know, Republican in the House who was going after her for Benghazi or emails. This is inspector general. The report's, it's not good, Kate. I mean, I heard the spin today from the campaign, the Clinton campaign, where, you know, they said, well, you know, she's cooperated, and, well, she didn't. In fact, John Kerry sat down with state with the inspector. Colin Powell sat down with the inspector. She declined to sit down, and also her staff declined to sit down. So, you know, she hasn't cooperated. That doesn't look good in itself. But also, the inspector general, you know, this was extensive. It was detailed, and the report accuses Hillary Clinton of flouting federal records rules and cybersecurity guidelines with her exclusive use of personal email. And she had a server, so other secretaries of state had you know, some private email, but then they have a system, as I understand it, where then those emails are taken off. Certain emails are taken off or are available. These went into Hillary Clinton's private server, you know, which was in her house. So, you know, that's a particular problem. But, I mean, the report just simply goes on and on. And I don't think it's helpful, you know, whatsoever. It's not a good day. Also, with this Justice Department leak, which, by the way, shouldn't happen, with Governor McAuliffe. They're not supposed to leak things, but they do. I've been there, done it. You know, I've seen it.
Yes.
It's happened to me. And when they leak, by the way, this is the scariest thing, I think, for McAuliffe, because he said his lawyers called Justice. He's not the target. When Justice leaks, it leaks, Kate, on purpose. It did in my case and others. It leaks on purpose to get things stirred up, to get people nervous, and then to get people associated with you to talk because they're afraid. So, you know, I don't view this as just some casual leak. And there's also talk about the Clinton Foundation and Governor McAuliffe. So I'm just trying to put together some facts. The Clinton campaign can say, oh, well, you know, this is we're not worried. This isn't a good day for Hillary Clinton coming into California. It's simply not a good thing to have happen.
No, I don't think so either. Does your gut tell you, though, they may weather it?
Well, I look towards one thing. This is just sort of a buildup. I think they'll weather this, but they can't come out and, you know, call it political or it's Republican dominated. This is coming from an inspector general, you know, appointed by Obama. I would be very, very worried if I was the campaign, extremely worried, that within 60 days from now, a federal judge who has already said in writing he may depose Hillary Clinton in this email case in court, if he deposes her, that 2 months from now will not be good. And I guess I would pose out there this question. This is in the minds of Bernie Sanders supporters. I know it is because they say it. What if all of this just breaks open like a dam that's burst apart a week after the Democratic National Convention and she gets deposed in a federal court? So, I mean, it's hypotheticals, but the judge has said in writing he may depose her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, crazy. Crazy what's happened.
Bizarre.
All right, so how about in California, police protesters sparring outside of this Trump rally? What's the deal with that?
You just played that tape. I swear I heard Lindsey Graham yelling, "Down with Trump." That's just me.
That's right. He had a mask on. He didn't want anyone to recognize him.
Of course, one of those anonymous masks. This is one they can't blame on Bernie Sanders. I really don't think they can blame it on Bernie as the Chicago. You know, there's a mixture of people. Look, there were anti-Trump protesters, but it seems that the crowd thinned out. And then people that were left, I think some of them were down there, frankly, for a good time, you know, and may have had some beverages. They were running with their shirts off on top of police cars. So I really, you know, I don't think that, in fact, you know, any of the campaigns were organized behind these people, you know, putting forth violence. Nick Salazar works for us, Talk Media News Service. He was hit with the rock. I mean, how dumb can you be if your protesters don't hit the media with rocks and the poor police horses, too, you know, but especially the media. So it's not going to come off good. It's not going to hurt Trump, frankly. And, you know, people had Mexican flags. They were waving them and screaming and stuff. And it's just it's a bad scene. I really hope in future events of anybody's that this doesn't happen. But again, you know, some of them might, Trump protesters, you know, did violence. I'm not saying that some of them didn't. But I think there was a lot of people out there, too, that just kind of really got into the whole, you know, let's have a riot scene.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, I got to ask you this. We've never talked about this, but we only have like a minute or so left. But 11 states suing Obama over the administration over the transgender directive. This is
right.
Not going to stop this whole suit thing, is it?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm getting so tired of the whole bathroom thing.
I am.
I mean, really. And then North Carolina gets sued, and, of course, they passed the law, and the president micromanaged the school systems. But this one's 11 states, and Texas is in the top of it. And, of course, where did they file this? In Texas. So what do we think is going to happen? They're going to win, you know, in the first court. It's Texas. And it's going to be a real, real conservative court. I think this expedites right up the food chain to the Supreme Court.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's crazy.
The Supreme Court will decide the bathroom policy.
Oh, we'll leave it at that. That's perfect.
That's
what
right.
a bunch of poop, huh?
That's terrible. They just
want to
flush them all out.
Flush them all out. We could go all night with this. So.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Bob Day. We appreciate it. Talk Media News. He's terrific. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends on the day, things you might have missed, and there's a ton of them, including some deaths of well-known people. One person killed, three others injured at a concert in New York. Wow.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Stayed up all night collecting my thoughts.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So Hillary Clinton and the emails. You know, we've talked about this ad nauseum, haven't we? What will happen? We look into the crystal ball. You just heard Bob there. Not a great day for them, that's for sure. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton if she was taken down by the emails? I'm just saying, think about this for a second. And the reason I say this is because if you're Hillary Clinton, and listen, she's wanted to be president for how long? And I think the whole email thing was just a stupid debacle. I think it was arrogance. So the aides around her don't, nobody questions, hey, listen, one device, that's it. Sorry, Ms. Clinton. Ugh, I don't want to speak out of turn, but let's make it simple. We don't want to have things on separate servers so that it can seem nefarious or information gets misconstrued. I'm her aide. I say it, right? If she wants to cut me off, fire me, whatever. But I think that's what it had to do with, like, eh, I don't have to worry about, you know, why? Why do what I'm doing? Or the people around her were just that incompetent boobs that they just didn't even think about that. How could you not think about it? You know, here's the biggest clue. And how many times was this written about, or it was a well-known fact that Bush, too, he didn't even do email. Because he didn't want any problems. He saw what was happening with people getting in trouble with emails that were misconstrued or something was sent somewhere or whatever. He's the president of the United States, and he doesn't want to deal with email when he's in office. I'll pick up the phone. I'll make a call instead. I'll use some other way of communicating, right? And so, granted, we live in the world of speed, the need for speed, and texting, I'm sure, obviously, among diplomats, etc. So, to me, this was more an arrogant mistake. I don't think it had anything to do with let's hide a bunch of stuff, because there's nothing juicy they were hiding. It was just stupidity. But to have the ability to hack into secrets and confidential memos to the Secretary of State, somebody else being able to do that on her server is not acceptable. Come on. I mean, yeah. So that's where I stand on that. I really think it's one of two things, either just complete arrogance and people not saying anything, or just incompetence. The people around her being so incompetent to not say, look, this, there's checks and balances. This is how we do it. I hire the smartest people around me because I want them to pick up all the mistakes, right, that I make. And the smartest people delegate to the best people they possibly can. So the State Department audit faults Clinton on emails and says she broke the rules. And this is not a shock to any of us. I mean, it's not a shock, right? We've been watching what's happening here. It's just a question of timing, like Bob said, and is there ways around this? Is there ways, wiggle room, to pull out of that depending on what a judge does? But this Inspector General audit faults her and her predecessors for poorly managing email and other computer information. The report says the department was slow to recognize and to manage effectively the legal requirements and cybersecurity risks associated with electronic data communications. It says longstanding systematic weaknesses related to communication that started before Clinton's tenure. So, see, that's also part of it. So anybody else that was there, they were doing the same thing. But it doesn't matter. That's not an ignorance is not an excuse. Everybody else did it, so I'm doing it too. How often did my mother say, well, if everybody else jumped off the bridge, are you jumping off the bridge too? But this is much more serious than that. Crazy. I mean, it's just crazy that there wasn't anybody smart enough to see this. Huma Abedin, who is her trusted advisor, who was she hiring around her? What were they doing? Come on. What do you say? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I got a couple of quick emails, and I'm going to throw them in here because the email thing was a big deal. Before we move on to some odds and ends, this one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I'm not a big fan of Hillary Clinton's. I think it was just pure stupidity and the idiots around her and mixed with arrogance. Fine, whatever. But Trump is an idiot, egomaniacal, misogynist moron. Are we the idiots that are going to elect Donald Trump? I'll take Clinton any day with all of her misgivings. And plus, I think it's better for women. We're barbaric the way we treat women in this country. It's about time women got more of an equal shake, and with a broad in power, they will. Oh, my. All right, so this one from Stephen, who listens to us in Sarasota, because it says Stephen in Sarasota, and he says, oh, the Clintons. I'm so tired of the Clintons, but I don't like Trump either. There is no great options here, and I feel so sad for our country. I do think that Clinton and the whole email thing says one thing, that she's incompetent. So if she's incompetent and the people that she chooses are incompetent, do we really want her as president? If it's going to be Trump, I hope to God, even though he has no brain, that he picks the right people around him, because it seems as though he's good at delegating and doing that in his business. Wow. These, you guys need to call me, these saucy reactions. And then here's one from Joseph listening to us in Illinois. Hillary Clinton's going down, Kate, and I'm okay with Trump. Not my favorite, but not the worst ever. I think he'll probably put the right people in around him, so I feel comfortable with that. You've said it enough on your show. You know enough about politics. It is truly about the cabinet and the people that you assemble. Let's hope that he has some good connections in that department, and I think he does. All right, let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. Okay, I got a couple for you.
Okay, cool.
This little girl is in the kitchen, and she said, Mommy, my tummy hurts. And she says, well, that's because your tummy's empty. I will fix you something to eat, and then you will feel better. So later that day, her daddy come home, and he was holding on to his head. And she says, what's wrong, Daddy? And he says, my head hurts. She says, oh, no problem. She says, it's empty. Mommy can fix anything.
That may be the best one you've ever told. Oh, that is hilarious.
Oh, no, I've told a lot better than that.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Okay, here's another one for you. A group of senior citizens were sitting around a table reading the health report by Barack Obama's little administration. And it says, now, pretty good, let's get this straight. Congress is going to pass a health care plan written by a committee whose head says he doesn't understand it, passed by a congressional caucus that hasn't read it, but exempts themselves from it, signed by a president that also hasn't read it and smokes, with funding administered by a treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes, overseen by a surgeon general who is fat, and financed by a corrupt country that's almost broke. Okay, that's it, great. Baby. You've had it.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. That may be the best one yet.
I've told a lot better. You know that. I mean, I've had you laughing in stitches.
That's good, though.
I'll get you some more in the future. I have got a ton of them, baby.
I love it. Humor.
Now, here we go. I know I ain't got a lot of time, so here we go. Hillary's going down, and it's all being done by Barack Obama. And here's why. He can't trust her to carry on his legacy. So, after he goes down, health challenges will come to Bernie one way or another. It will only then be necessary for Joe Biden to come to the rescue of the Democratic Party. He will be the perfect candidate, and he will pick none other than Barack Obama to serve as Vice President of the United States. And I'm going to make a fortune with you, baby, because you're going to do that walk.
Yeah, I think so. You're right about that, Dan. Wink, wink. All right, good job. So, talking about what's happened now with the emails has definitely overtaken this segment. And there's more people that want to talk about that because we've got a ton of email. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, we'll weave that in as well. I promise I'll get to those odds and ends and that shooting that happened. 855-266-5283. Like I said, one killed, three others injured. It's at a concert in New York where rapper T.I. was scheduled to perform. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called up. Look, just tell me, why don't you, if I'm out of place.
Kate DeLaney. America Tonight.
To make me feel awkward.
A couple of quick hits before we move on to the mailbag, an abbreviated version of it since I gave a couple already as the world's exploding over this email deal with Hillary Clinton. I mentioned this shooting at rapper T.I.'s concert, and boy, haven't we not seen this before? Sad because I saw some tape from it. Somebody actually sent me some tape, and I know there's tape all over the World Wide Web. So a man was killed. It was at that concert, and T.I. was going to perform but didn't. It happened backstage in the third floor of a VIP area where they bring people in. It's customary to do that with really any artist. They always have that. And gunshots went off, and there were people that were scrambling. They were sending out tweets saying, I've never been so scared. What's happening? And that's what we saw. I mean, I saw these tweets, and somebody sent that to me. So video from inside the Irving Plaza, which is near Union Square, showed people scrambling to get off the floor, off the dance floor. And they had about 1,000 people or so there. You had 3 men and 1 woman who were shot, so 4 total. A 34-year-old guy was shot in the chest, 33-year-old shot in the stomach. I mean, you get the idea here of what happened. So, unfortunately, it's another one of those concert episodes where, as a lover of music, I this is life, I know, but sad to see that happen in a pretty interesting area. I've actually been where they're talking about. Like I said, they have all kinds of music that goes in there. I mean, everything from, you know, pop culture people to jazz to you name it. So a brutal situation. All right, so let's move on to a couple of other quick ones, including this. People are reacting, as we always do when we hear, I mean, what's the most dreaded word you can hear from your doctor? And it's the word that you have terminal cancer, stage four, stage whatever, and talking about it. But Gord Downie has terminal cancer, and he is a singer. And has a huge fan base. He is a lead singer for a Canadian rock band, The Tragically Hip. He was diagnosed, I guess, in December with terminal cancer. And unfortunately, you know, he had it's such a successful act in Canada. And, you know, they're talking about tributes and people coming out of the woodwork with support and you know, whatnot. As they say, one in four of us will be diagnosed with cancer in our lifetimes. And it just seems to me, and maybe it's because I'm more aware of it with my own family, but it just seems like the radar is dinging off a lot for a lot of people. All right, we've been talking about Hillary Clinton in the emails a bunch. How about this? The UAW endorses Clinton over Trump. I don't know that I'm completely surprised by that, right? So the United Auto Workers, which direction are they going to go in, and where do they traditionally go? And they chose Clinton. That's a whole lot of votes there, but they say that's the best choice for them, that Hillary Clinton understands the issues on trade, the complexities of multinational economies, and supports American workers, their families, and communities. And that's what Dennis Williams, the UAW president, said in a statement, and said that Trump clearly doesn't support the economic security of UAW families. Like I said, not a surprise. It usually goes the way of the Democrats, but it is a big endorsement when you talk about a heavy union with a lot of members, All right, and one last thing, and then we're going to quickly go to the mailbag. Governor Nikki Haley makes the news, not because she's on a VP list for Donald Trump. That's been suggested before. She says no way. But she signed into law banning abortion at 20 weeks. So with the back and forth over laws and abortion, that's going to grab, that's certainly going to grab the headlines, and it's a big change. So she did that on Wednesday. It makes it illegal for a woman to get an abortion after she hits the 20-week number. Then, you know, forget about it. The law kicks in immediately, and only after 20 weeks in that state if the mother's life is in jeopardy. And the bill doesn't provide exceptions for rape or incest. So there are a lot of people in South Carolina that have been talking about this really all day long. All right, now we turn to you and you, all the people who sent emails. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah!
It is an oh, yeah. I know you've been waiting for this. This one from Jeff, who says, "Hi, Kate. I was wondering, I know that you live in Texas, and they've had some weird, wacky weather. Do you have a bunker, or do you have some kind of facility that you can go into should the weather get really bad? Because I know you had those tornadoes that weren't too far from your house and hail and all that stuff." I do not have a bunker that I can go into. I know, I actually have a friend, though, that's got a storm shelter. It was built into the house. And she always says, "I can fit 16 people. So call me up and reserve your spot if something happens." It is really strange. We've had a lot of things happen. I've had more power outages than any place I've ever lived in my life. And sometimes that's wind and hail. And, you know, if anyone ever accidentally cut the power, I think we would strangle them in the neighborhood, because we deal so much with that with you know, just in the neighborhood, and so many other people deal with it, that you get that backup in the various power companies, and there's only like two of them really for the most part. So we're surviving. We're surviving the wicked May weather. Let's put it that way. All right, let's go to this one This is from Jim. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time. I'm sorry about that. I listen to your show. I download it when I can if I'm too busy. You know how it is. I think you have a pretty busy life. I'm assuming even off the air. So I think you can relate to juggling. Oh, I can relate to juggling. I think we all can. Nathan, everybody who works on the show, all of us can relate to that. Okay, so more importantly gets to, have you seen any good movies lately? You know, I haven't gone to a movie, the big screen movie, in a while. But when I say a while, it's been, I don't know, a month. Maybe I have streamed some good ones. There's a great movie. It's kind of a cute movie, but it's not too cute that it is sickening, that it's too chick flicky. It's called Brooklyn. And it's about the whole, it's an Irish girl who comes over to the United States and what that's like in that time. And I don't know, I thought that was good. She was nominated for an Oscar, and so I kind of looked at it on the list. You know, I think I mentioned this before, if you're an action freak, the Batman versus Superman was actually pretty decent. That's the last movie I saw at a movie theater. And it sounds so cheesy. I mean, it did sound cheesy to me, but then it was actually pretty decent movie. So there you go. Don't forget we do that cheap movie review. And Memorial Day is coming up. And Memorial Day, traditionally, that whole weekend is a lot of times some really good movies come out. Because they know now kids are getting out of schools, so the better stuff comes out as far as animation. But even aside from that, there are plenty of other movies that will jump out. And one of them is Bourne. I think Bourne is coming out over the summertime, maybe. If you like that whole Bourne series, I really got hooked into that, so I'm certain I will be watching it. I'll tell you what I do watch, some of these series. There's one called Blood Ties. It's coming back for its second season, and that's super good. That's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix. All right, how about this one? This one is from Josephine. Kate, I live in Washington, and I happen to be visiting my daughter in Seattle, and I have to tell you that we had to go through a power outage, and I thought of all the people across the country that deal with weather and deal with persistent problems of power, and it pretty much shut down everything for an hour midday. I mean, everything. Out, out, and out. You know, it's funny that I got that email because I have a friend, Robin, who lives in Seattle, and I did see that. They say that it was just a major outage, that it was out for an hour. So lights went out. Of course, you can't have computer screens. They had to do 15 elevator rescues because people were on elevators, and the elevator stopped. Oh, that'd be so scary. It was pretty bad. They said, all in all, about 60% of downtown Seattle went dark during the outage. And like I said, traffic lights, all of that. They were saying just treat it like a four-way stop. Even the rail system was done. And then I read a story where a woman had to walk down 70 flights. She was in the Columbia Tower. She said her legs were still shaking. Oh, that's great exercise, huh? But it would be brutal. Because what happened is it was so dark in the village, people just ran out into the streets. Because they couldn't see anything. So they figured, all right, maybe this is the best thing to do. Here's another one. This one is from Bob. Kate, what do you think of Golden State being in a hole 3-1? I think they're in trouble. I think Oklahoma City's going to win that series. Look out on Thursday. Thanks for all the emails. Hit me up at americatonight.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake, going to the store. Perfect pancake, gotta get some more. Perfect pancake, eating it right down. Perfect pancake, then I hit the ground. I pulled myself up and I got back in my car. I thought about it as I headed toward the bar. I had a drink because I was quite so upset. I never thought about the grief that I would get.
Is there a perfect pancake on the planet? KG hanging out with all of you across this great country and beyond here on America Tonight. Nathan Reeder joins us coming up next for a little segment we call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. Bingo, Nathan, how are you?
I'm super.
Have you ever
Thanks
had a perfect,
for asking.
Have you ever had a perfect pancake?
You know, I think I have because you give them their moments, you know?
You give them their moments. What do you like, fluffy, thick ones or little ones?
Well, big ones. I think somewhere in the middle. I don't want too fat of a pan. I don't want to taste the batter. I just want it to be a pancake, you know. So something that's thin enough,
edible.
But yeah. You don't want it too chewy. You don't want too much batter. Maybe you shouldn't be slathering it in the amazing maple syrups that are available around the country. But I don't know. Like I said, you can get a perfect one if you just give it its moment.
That's right. Give it its moment. I stayed at a friend's house who had a ranch, a cool guy, and he made breakfast, and he put the pancake. He goes, oh, I made you a special pancake, Katie, and he put it on my plate, and what was it? It was a Mickey Mouse. It was perfect Mickey Mouse.
Cute.
It was cute.
Do you
He's
eat pancakes with, made of anything but the normal batter?
You know, I've tasted the brutally fattening, terrible ones for you with, you know, chocolate chips in them and all the cool things that can be in them. And, yeah, I mean, there's some great, wicked recipes out there for pancakes.
Oh, I just mean kinds that don't use, you know, the batter part they are using. Like, you know, apples or bananas.
Oh, yeah, I have, and they're good.
Yeah,
they're good. They taste good. They're probably a lot better for you, I would say. Yeah, good point. Mm. All right, how about this one? There's a public hearing. There's a public hearing in Pittsburgh on a proposed wild animal entertainment ban that would keep circuses and similar types of shows out of the city. And Pittsburgh's a big city. And the clowns showed up to the city council meeting. They were upset because they said they love their animals, and where would they be without the animals, and they treat them right. But the city council said, and the Humane Society person was there, said they perform out of fear of what will happen to them if they don't. So what do you think? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo? Now they're saying they're banning that. So now some of these clowns are losing their jobs because of the animal performing ban.
Yeah, it's definitely a new world. If enough people are going to hold that as a condition they regularly see not being acceptable, I mean, how is SeaWorld doing?
I know. Well, SeaWorld, that's their whole thing, that they're not going to have the, you know, the whales, the baby whales that they separate from the mother. Yeah, right. Whatever. Like, there's just those that are raised in captivity, and they're trying to dance around that. However, that Black Fin program that came out really raised the awareness of some of what had happened in the past.
I mean, there's definitely going to be people breaking rules like they always do, or you know, breaking rules that don't exist because they're not written down, and either they don't need to be or they just haven't needed to be yet. And I don't know. It sounds like this is something that is needed to be now and hasn't been yet.
So bingo then.
I'll kind of say bingo. I mean, you brought it up at first, and I was like, yeah, I guess, yeah, okay. I'll kind of do bingo. I'm not going to do shred it.
I like that. I'm going to say bingo, too. All right, so check this out. I love when people spread something that spreads joy. So there's this girl that she was shopping at Kohl's department store, and she was looking just for yoga pants, but she brushed against this Chewbacca mask that was sort of made by mistake. The toy was, you know, the whole Star Wars roar, the Chewbacca roar. The Star Wars.
Star what? I don't
You're
know.
You're so funny. Star what? Star Wars, Chewbacca, the mask, the roar. She decided she had to have it. She said she didn't think her kids needed it. She just thought she had to have it. So anyway, she got the mask, and when she got the mask, when she got home, she, you know, started taping things with the mask on, and it had this crazy, like, laughter thing. And then she posted it online. It was sort of the way she had posed with it. So she put the video online. 137 viewers now have seen it. She said the world is in the need of a good laugh. She was on Good Morning America, and she thought the video just struck a chord with people.
You said 137 What?
Million.
Oh. Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's sure a testament to the strength of videos as your possible valuation in the internet market.
Oh, no kidding.
Get out there. It really is. Go talk to the good people at AdSense, and you'll figure out that is a very sturdy market.
You're right about that. My nephew, who's 14, he just had to do a project where in 2 weeks he had to build a website that had to do with something public service oriented, and he had to cut a video about it, cut a PSA video, and he did it, and then pumped it out to the teacher, but then they're putting it out there. I was like, wow, in 2 weeks, like it was no big deal. Yeah, build a website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's nothing.
Yeah, you should be able to do that in a day nowadays for most of your businesses. If you want to be competitive and understanding how this thing is working, you got to make a node creation, something that is very at ease to you.
Yep, I would say bingo for that.
Zing.
Absolutely. Zing. Zing.
Zingo.
How about this? Twitter relaxes the 140-character limit for tweets. So it used to be you had to be short and you couldn't be long-winded. Now they're going to relax how much you say. I mean, they're going to let you get away with more verbiage. You forget the whole short messages thing. I'd say shred it. I like the idea of the short messages so people aren't yammering. It's teaching them to be more concise.
Me too, but how many more is more?
Well, they're saying that you could get at least a few more words in, at least.
Well, you don't have a character number?
No, they don't have a character number. They're saying they're kind of...
Oh, the tease.
Yeah, they're letting you just kind of... Well, it's going to be cut off at some point. So, but it's got to be at least 5 or 6 more words. They say they set it at that limit was set because of mobile phone text messaging constraints. That Twitter was, that's why they made it 140 characters at the time when it started. Now, so to reply and all that kind of stuff, they wanted to leave more room.
Okay, well, generally I'm going to say shred it, but it is a testament to how technology continually is growing and growing.
That's so true. So if we learned anything in this version of what we're doing here, Fruits and Nuts, Reddit, and Bingo, thank you. That's the big bingo. The number of monthly active users, 310 million on Twitter, by the way, up 3% from a year ago, slightly higher than the 305 in the previous quarter. Wow. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.